You are now watching the College Baseball Insider Show.
It's behind him. This is hammered. Left field, and we are tied. Wow.
Now, here are your hosts, giving you an inside look into the top matchups.
Week four in the books. We've got a lot of shakeups in the top 25. I'm excited about week five. But first, let's look at how we did. We supposedly, Q gave me a pick in our text thread that I didn't include, and I'm so sorry that I let him down. But I also put St. Mary's on there plus 360. If we're picking for record, I probably would have just given you the run line, but I didn't. They were bad close to cashing it, though. Run line did. Hope you're following along on the bet tracker. Austin P, money. Every game went over the total, like I said. Austin P, all within the game for both Friday and Saturday. Saturday, they get the 400 plus 400 win outright. I'll take my victory lap there before anybody else tries to take credit for it.
Hey, that's called transparency, Matt.
Duke Wake Forest, completely wrong on that Friday night under.
Yeah.
Duke just came out swinging the bat a lot better than I thought they would. And this ended up
kind of like
a race. Yeah, it was just a great game all around. It lived up to the hype, and I'm glad we got home with the Duke. That was like a team play there. But overall, I feel like a pretty good weekend. I didn't do good yesterday, which I kind of anticipated some regression. So I scaled back the unit size tremendously. But I'll let you guys kind of take – I feel like our Friday nights are just spot on. I think we're picking like 55 and 20 as a record. That's over 72%, if my math serves me correctly. But Q, take it away. What did you see?
Saw a lot of bullpen collapses this week. I think it cost us, an under. It cost me the Virginia play. Texas Tech just forgot to show up Friday. It was, I don't know. This weekend, I try to kind of have a theme. And, you know, a couple weekends ago, it was, you know, teams will bounce back. This weekend, it was like bullpen implosion against, you know, across college baseball. And it got me Saturday. And luckily, Sunday, you know, kind of bounced back. But, Friday's our best nights for sure. It seems like we're the sharpest. We have the best angle in the industry, I think, right now and Fridays. And I think we do a pretty good job Saturday and Sunday as well with the projections and the advanced analytics that, you know, we've all learned to, you know, to add and formulate. And I think we got something good going here for insiders.
I feel like it too. To touch on that before you go, Smitty, I mean, that's what put Austin P on the radar for me. And same with St. Mary's. I couldn't figure out why St. Mary's and Florida were so neck and neck in the projections. And it turns out that just so happened to be why you should bet it, because the odds were way off. Austin P should have never been plus 400. And I think, you know, they were generous giving you 3.5, 4.5 with St. Mary's on the run line. And then Kansas, we'll get to a little bit on the 3-up, 3-down, little tease there, but plus 250 on a Friday night where you knew TCU was going to regress. Shout out to the Lupton boys. They're going to be sponsored 64. By the NCAA Insiders this week. Thanks to
love
a bet.
It.
I need to send them a hat. At least they can rock that on the shows. But yeah, overall, I feel like we saw everything we needed to see to kind of anchor the projections as something worth noting, to say the least. But Smitty, what stuck out to you is you green sweep the board over here.
Yeah, needed it. Was a little cold, and yeah, Friday night, you know, turned out really well. So, and then Saturday, you know, what Q said there, I had some bullpen. I was, I think, also with him with the UVA game, and just what a crazy series that was. And, yeah, you know, UVA should have hit Saturday also for me. Dallas Baptist was another one I had Saturday.
Here we go. In the chat.
And, you know, they gave up 9 runs in the top of the 9th. So I'm right with Q with the bullpen. These bullpens drive me crazy. You feel like you're in good shape. And then it's just, you know, it's one thing that, you know, I'll tell you. So my brother-in-law wrote me yesterday and goes, how's your baseball card doing? And I said, pretty well. I said, but I think Cal's losing. I don't know if I'm going to get Cal, but I said, hey, it's in the eighth. We're down a couple. I said, you never know. I said, that's the thing with baseball. You can never feel good until the game's over. And I put it on, and luckily UCLA bullpens collapsed, and it helped me get a win yesterday with Cal and had a really good day. So, yeah, it was a really good weekend, and I really needed it because I was struggling, so really caught on fire a little bit this weekend. But, yeah, it's tough. It's never easy. And same with Sunday. I think, Grissom, I think you wrote me, and I said something about you just – I was going to maybe lower the card on Sunday because Sundays have just been crazy. These Sunday games are a little insane. And then I was like, let's roll it. Let's see what happens. So luckily, it worked out well. So let's just keep going.
Hey, yeah, there's a chat. I'm sorry. There's a chat. I told him I'd give him a shout out to Miami. Blake Sear turned it around this weekend against Virginia just while we're talking about the UVA game and the bullpen implosion. I think part of that is they were throwing belt high bat practice pitches. But Blake Sear turned it around. Miami could swing the bat. So had to give that's a loyal follower. For those that know him in the chat, so.
Well, and it was good to see Miami bounce back. I think we talked about it. They probably were. I didn't know how good Virginia was. This was really their first big test, in my opinion. And they got exposed. I mean, I think you have to rank from what you saw, Florida, Miami, and Virginia. Is Miami, are they going to be able to really – make a push in the ACC? Probably not, but, you know, got to give credit where credit's due. So the updated top 25, I said that it moved around a lot, and boy, did it. The odds were popping as I was filling this out. So the odds are current as of about 20 minutes ago, and some stuff got slashed. I topped in Duke. They were plus 2,500. They immediately changed to plus 1,800. Florida went up. So like we've said all season long, just wait until a team drops a series or doesn't play their best. And it's very obvious. I'm going to give credit to D1 baseball because they have a lot of strength in their rankings. These odds didn't shift. I mean, we saw Florida struggle early in the season, but they didn't drop in the rankings like this. And now they did. TCU dropped a lot. Wake dropped. You get, you know, plus 100 more on Wake. Still probably not playable. I after what we saw this past weekend, I think Wake is going to be susceptible to losing a series or two in the ACC. So just something to monitor. Tennessee, plus 1,200. They moved, I think, way down from 18 to 16 to now 12.
I think A&M moved from 20 to 15.
Yeah, I mean, we had a lot of movement, but it was strictly in line with what D1 did on their rankings this week. So
I thought they killed the rankings, especially 1 through 10. I think 11 through 25, you can make, you know, X amount of arguments for certain teams, and you probably have a point to either side you make. But I think they really nailed the top 10. I think these are, you know, maybe with the exception of TCU, probably should be a little higher than Florida, but overall Florida's had really tough midweeks, and I just use them as the example as the only five loss team within the top 10, but they play really hard midweeks, and St. Mary's, man, they swung the bats. Like, they're a dangerous team. I don't put that 100% on Florida, but I think outside of maybe the Florida TCU flip-flop, the top 10 is near perfect.
Yeah, I thought TCU's drop was a little egregious. I mean, they're still 14-2. Yes, they lost to Kansas, but also they were due for some regression. And I don't know if this was really more evident of TCU's not as good as Kansas as it was TCU needed to kind of be brought back down to earth, so to speak. Smitty,
yeah,
what sticks out to you?
I keep keeping an eye on that Coastal Carolina team. I just, you know, each week, the bats, you know, that first series, they didn't swing the greatest bats, but I mean, they're scoring runs now. They're hitting a lot of home runs. So I'm keeping an eye on that team. I think that's a really good team. Again, we've said about their pitching, if they can really hold up in competition, higher competition, but man, they can swing the bats. And I'll tell you right now, that's a team on my betting card. I always look to match up with somebody in a money line parlay. Pretty good numbers this week. You matched it up with some people. I did North Carolina one night against Pitt. One against Pitt. I did okay against Pitt this weekend. Pitt was getting me every time, but I went that. But Coastal Carolina is one that's really sticking out, that they keep climbing, and I think they're going to really get up there because they can just match the baseball. And how about the Gauchos, man, the Santa Barbara? Is this finally, you know, beat Oregon, took the series last week, had a good series against Connecticut again this past weekend. So that's, I mean, the pitching, that's what's going to take them. If the bats can get hot, maybe that team can really go up and you can, maybe they can make a deep run like we kind of thought at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, I kind of laugh. Texas hanging on at 9-6. I mean, just if they would have lost the series to Texas Tech, they would have been completely out of it. Hats off to them for turning it around. I don't know how good Texas Tech is, but I don't think Texas is very good either. So Big 12 down big in D1's rankings, to say the least. I feel like right now TCU is far and away the best team in the Big 12. But
pitching, man. All of them have the same issue.
Yeah, I don't know if that's saying much.
And that Friday night game, that conditions were a little crazy for that one.
But giving up 20-something runs, wind blowing or not, that's pretty egregious in your home park in a rivalry game. But, again, all of them, just to end the Big 12, it's pitching. TCU, pitching issues. Texas, pitching issues. Texas Tech, pitching issues. Like, we're not seeing a dominant, you know, bullpen or starting pitching or consistency from any of the Big 12 teams that you look at. I mean, they can swing the bats. We know Texas Tech, TCU can hit, but at some point you just can't continue unless you're Coastal Carolina winning 12-11. It's just pretty unsustainable.
And Q, you know, a team that's not on here, but I try to keep an eye on is Iowa. You know, again, you talk about pitching. Everybody was so high on Iowa's pitching staff and the ball just – and I think
their starters are incredible. They just went 6-9 innings. It's like they're trotting us out there and shit goes to hell in a handbasket.
Yep.
But we need some first five bets. They'd probably be undefeated.
Yeah. That Big Ten. Oh, I mean, just because Indiana surely gives up. I was keeping an eye on them too, my Hoosiers. And whoo, man, do they give up some runs too?
I was looking at Marcus Morgan and Brody Brecht are both juniors. I was going to say, where do they play next year? Because you got to believe they want to transfer.
Yeah,
I hate to see them go to LSU or something, but that seems to be the pattern. If you can't win games, you want to get on the national spotlight level. You got to go to the SEC. But moving on, three up, three down. Surprise, Kansas is my up. I really like what they did. Pitching wise, they look like they're going to be a formidable Big 12 team, especially after what we saw. I didn't have time to do the record this week, overall record. That's my bad. Waited till the last minute to try to do it. But my down is UCF. Welcome to the Big 12. You got good morning, good afternoon, good nighted by OU at a run differential of 29-8. I was wrong on UCF. I think I backed them 1 or 2 days, maybe. Or maybe it's a rain out. Yeah, just carry over. But, yeah, UCF not ready to play with the big boys. And I wouldn't even classify OU as a big boy of the Big 12. So, Q.
Coastal, I mean, they're pitching. It's still hanging on. I know Michigan's not the greatest team coming out of the Big 10, but they're on about, I think it's a 12-game winning streak. So, you got to tip your cap to that. The offense, Blake Bartol, I think he went like 7-for-12 in the series, 5 home runs, and he wasn't the only one. We actually had a buddy that was at the game Sunday, and he said there was a jet stream, and it seems very evident Coastal's big into the launch angle, and they were just hitting that jet stream and sending balls out like it was a derby. They can hit anybody. They're not scared of anybody. I'm very interested to watch them play Wake this upcoming Tuesday. Last year they split with Wake, and we all obviously know that Wake's team last year was much better than this year's team, so I believe in Coastal coming into Tuesday. And then my down is Texas Tech. You know, did we learn a lot about Texas, that they're resilient after having, you know, the Houston troubles and then going to A&M and getting blown out just to come into Lubbock on the road and take 2 or 3 was great. But we saw a lot about Texas Tech and how they're overrated, in my opinion. And I know the season's early, but I got a pretty good eye for this sport. And I think the pitching is going to be a problem all season long. They just outside of Robinson, they don't really have anybody, in my opinion, and I don't see that growth. And their offense, to be honest, yeah, they had 32 runs, I think, 2 weeks ago against the team in one game. Their offense isn't clicking to the level I thought maybe they would. Gage Haroldson's struggling. Gavin Cash is kind of struggling. I mean, they're just not fully in sync as a team.
Smitty.
Yeah, Oregon State. I know they're very high ranked anyway, but they jumped a little bit here. Just a great team. You know, 15-1. They're 8-0 at home. They've won 10 in a row. Team can really hit the ball. I think they're hitting .331 average. Pitching staff's done okay. I think they have like a 3.65 team ERA. So I like that. And then in the Pac-12, I mean, I think they're going to just do great things in that Pac-12 because I just don't know how great any of those teams really are. Cal, I know Cal's playing really well right now. They're undefeated at home, but I think that's a team that's just going to keep skyrocketing and up the board. And if some of these other teams lose out in the SEC and some of that, maybe they'll be the number one team in the country here very soon. So, and then UVA, you know, UVA, just the bullpen just drives me crazy. So I'm sorry, UVA. I rolled with you all weekend. And you just felt good, and then you looked, and then they're giving up 13 runs, in the seventh and eighth inning combined there on Saturday. And yesterday was just got a big lead again, then it happened again, then it was tied, and then they got a lead, then it was getting close, and they finally pulled ahead. So, hey, get a bullpen, UVA, maybe you'll get off my board here, but team down, UVA.
Yeah, fun fact, on the Saturday game, Virginia, top of the seventh, 12-3, had a 99.85% win probability, lost. The night before, it got as high as 90.5% win probability, lost.
Just something to watch. It's a real just something to watch for them. Might be a flip-flop in your closer and your starter. We noticed that Jack O'Connor was no longer a starter. He did close out the Sunday game. So that's just something maybe we should keep an eye on. Jay Woolfolk slides up into the Sunday starting role. He was their reliable closer all of last season. And then Jack O'Connor was able to close it out. So just something to be mindful of that I noticed on Sunday.
I've got to tease it. I put it on Twitter. The lineup for Week 5 is loaded. I cannot wait for these matchups. Yeah. We're going to see a lot. Last week showed us a lot. This week, it's going to show us even more. I can't wait. What if you had to pick one series, not Florida Q? I can't pick Arkansas because why would I against Missouri? We should win that. What's the one game you've got circled that you want to cover and watch the most?
I think Clemson and Duke, because there were a lot of talk of who were the top three teams. It was Wake Forest, Clemson, Duke, and even Virginia kind of slid into their preseason, talk around the table. And I want to see how Duke responds, or maybe not responds, but how do they move forward knowing they just took down number one Wake Forest, which was not only big in the rankings, but for ACC, that was huge as well. Do they kind of take the foot off the gas and maybe let Clemson steal it because they're, just kind of living off of an emotional last weekend, or do they kind of stay focused and handle business at home? So I would say Duke Clemson, but I think Wake Forest UVA is a close second if I can't pick A&M Florida.
Smitty, I'm gonna steal your thunder. I hope you weren't gonna pick this one, but Sam just said thoughts on Tennessee Bama, and that's mine. I think what Alabama's done early on this season with their pitching staff, they look really good. Their bats are really good. Tennessee's going to be tested here, and I feel like Alabama's going to win this series. I just feel like it's going to be a very competitive, close, just a fun SEC series to watch. So, Smitty, take it away.
I'm going to go – let's go out west. How about Long Beach? Back in the day, man, the Dirtbags. Yeah, we used to love them, man, back a long time ago. How about them in Santa Barbara? I think Long Beach, I think pitching staff's doing really well. And again, we just said this is a team that they just beat Oregon, now Connecticut. I want to see if this team keeps taking off here. But Long Beach is a team that's, I think, a really good team. So I'm going to go a little out west on that, and that's what I'm going to keep an eye on over the weekend. I want to see how the Gauchos – I just want to see if they keep really building on, you know, doing the guide, really diving into that team. They have so much potential on the mound. I just want to see if they can really take off and be a really good team this year. So that's what I really – I mean, they're all great matchups, and that's just fantastic baseball for everyone. But I'm going to go out west with that one.
I love it. Matt Ager versus Miles Patton on Friday night. It's going to be stellar. Miles Patton, he has a 39% K percentage. He is just mowing people down. He's got a 1.30 Sierra, 2.82 ERA. I think this is going to be a low scoring, just a grind it out. Whoever's bullpen cracks first is going to lose the game. But I'm very excited about this slate. You really couldn't go wrong with any of the games you picked here. Sam, I appreciate you. Ed, thank you for tuning in and giving us your comments. Y'all keep bringing the questions. We love it. Get a little live breakdown just straight from the barrel. And we love talking ball any chance we get. But that'll close it out. Thank you all for tuning in. We'll see you Thursday night for our preview show for week 5. We'll cover this slate next door. And I hope you bring us more questions. Join the bullpen. Join the conversation as we continue to try to be the best content producer of college baseball betting out there. Thanks, y'all. We'll see you Thursday night.